This is the Aviyakt Merli of the 18th of January 2026. Bhaktada's invaluable elevated versions to be read in morning class on the day of remembrance of Pita Shriji. Essence. Sweet children, you have to fill your aprons with the jewels of this knowledge and also donate them. The more you show the path to others, the more blessings you will receive. Om Shanti. Sweet children, you have to remember firmly that Shiv Baba is teaching us. Shiv Baba is the purifier and also the bestower of salvation. Salvation means he gives us the kingdom of heaven. Baba is so sweet. He sits and teaches us children with so much love. The Father is teaching us through Dada. Baba is so sweet and he loves us so much. He doesn't give us any difficulty. He simply says, remember me and remember the cycle. With the Father's remembrance, let your heart become very cool. Let the remembrance of the One Father harass you because you receive such a great inheritance from the Father. Look at yourself and see how much love you have for the Father and to what extent you have divine virtues, because you children are now changing from thorns into flowers. The more you stay in yoga, the more you will, accordingly, change from thorns into flowers and also continue to become Seto Pradhan. Once you have become flowers, you will not be able to stay here. The garden of flowers is heaven. Those who change many thorns into flowers are called truly fragrant flowers. They will never prick anyone. Anger is also a big thorn. It causes sorrow for many. Now you children have come from the world of thorns to the shores. You are now at the confluence. Just as a gardener plants plants in separate pots, in the same way, you flowers have also been placed separately in the confluence-aged pots. You flowers will then go to heaven. The Iron Age thorns will be burnt away. You sweet children know that you receive an imperishable inheritance from the Parlokic Father. Those who are the true children, who have complete love for Bhaktada, will have a lot of happiness that we are becoming the masters of the world. Yes, it is only by making effort that you can become the masters of the world, and not just by saying it. The especially beloved children always remember that they are once again establishing the Sun Dynasty and the Moon Dynasty kingdoms for themselves. The Father says, sweet children, the more you benefit many others, the greater the reward you will receive. When you show the path to many others, you will receive blessings from many. You have to fill your aprons with the jewels of this knowledge and then donate them to others. The ocean of knowledge is giving you platefuls of the jewels of knowledge. Those who donate these jewels are loved by everyone. Children, you should have so much happiness inside yourself. Sensible children will say that they will claim the full inheritance from Baba. They would cling to the Father, and they would have a lot of love for the Father, because they know that they have found the Father who has given them life. He gives you such a blessing of this knowledge that you completely change from what you were. We become solvent from being insolvent. He makes our treasure store overflow. The more you remember the Father, the more love you will have, and there will be a pull. When a needle is clean, it is pulled by a magnet. The rust will continue to be removed by having remembrance of the Father. Do not remember anyone except the one Father. The Father explains, "Sweet children, do not be careless now. Become spinners of the discus of self-realization. Become a lighthouse." When you develop the practice of being a spinner of the discus of self-realization, you will become like an ocean of knowledge. Just as students study and become teachers. This is your business. Make everyone into a spinner of the discus of self-realization, for only then will you become rulers of the globe. This is why Baba always asks you children, are you sitting here as spinners of the discus of self-realization? The Father is also the spinner of the discus of self-realization, is he not? The Father has come to take you sweet children back home. Without you children, even I feel restless. When it is time, I feel restless. Okay, I now have to go. The children are calling out a lot. They are very unhappy. There is mercy for them. You children now have to return home. Then, from there, you will go down by yourselves to the land of happiness. I will not become your companion there. You souls will go down according to your own stage. The more you children stay in remembrance of the Father, the more impact there will be on others when you explain to them. You must not speak a lot. When you speak even a little in soul consciousness, the arrow will hit the target. The Father says, children, the past is the past. Now, first of all, reform yourselves. If you yourselves do not have remembrance and continue to tell others to do so, this cheating will not work. Definitely your conscience will bite you inside. When there isn't complete love for the Father, you don't follow Srimad. No one else can give the teachings that the unlimited Father gives. The Father says, sweet children, now forget this old world. At the end, you will have to forget everything. Your intellects will then be connected with the land of peace and the land of happiness. By remembering the Father, you will then go to the Father. Impure souls cannot go there. That is the home of pure souls. This body is made of the five elements. The five elements pull you to stay here because the soul has taken this property. This is why there is attachment to the body. You now have to remove that attachment to your bodies and return to your home. These five elements do not exist there. In the Golden Age, bodies are created by the power of yoga. The elements are sattva pradhan, and so there is no pull or any sorrow. These are very refined matters to be understood. Here, the power of the five elements pull souls, and this is why they don't feel like leaving their bodies. Otherwise, there should be greater happiness in this. You will become pure and leave your bodies as though you are pulling a hair out of butter. So attachment to the body and everything else has to be finished. We have no connection with it. We are simply going to Baba. We have to get our bags and baggage ready in this world and send them there beforehand. They cannot go with us. But yes, souls do have to go back. The bodies have to be left behind here. Baba has given us visions of the new bodies. We will receive palaces studded with diamonds and jewels. We have to make so much effort to go to such a land of happiness. You mustn't get tired. Day and night you have to earn a lot of income. And this is why Baba says, O children who have conquered sleep, constantly remember me alone and also churn the ocean of this knowledge. By keeping the secrets of the drama in your intellects will become very cool. Those who are the Maharati children will never shake. They will remember Shiv Baba, and so he will look after them. The Father liberates you children from sorrow and gives you the donation of peace. You too have to donate peace. Your unlimited peace, that is, your power of yoga, will make others completely peaceful. Just stay in remembrance of the Father and then see whether that soul belongs to your clan or not. If he does, he will become completely peaceful. Only those who belong to this clan will be interested in these things. When you children remember the Father, he also loves you. The soul is loved. You also know that those who have performed a lot of devotion will also study a lot. You can tell from their faces how much love they have for the Father. The soul sees the Father. The Father is teaching us souls. The Father also understands, I am teaching such tiny points, souls. As you progress, this will become your stage. You will understand that you are teaching your brothers. Even though it may be the face of a sister, your vision will go to the soul. Let the vision not fall on the body at all. This requires a lot of effort. These are very refined matters. The study is very elevated. If you were to weigh it, the scale would be heavier on the side of this study. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost, and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhavdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Avyakt, Elevated Versions. Spoken on the 9th of the 12th, 1975. The speciality of the gathering of Mahaviras is their constant and focused stage. A Mahavir means a special soul. What is the speciality of the gathering of special souls? At the present time, the speciality of special souls should be of everyone having a constant and focused stage at the same time. That is, you should all simultaneously be able to stabilize in a particular stage for as long as you want. Let everyone's finger of thought collectively be the same. Until the gathering has this practice, it cannot achieve success. If you were now to receive an order to finish all waste thoughts for 5 minutes and become stable in a constant, powerful stage, do you have such a practice? Let it not be that some become stable in the stage of churning, some in having a heart-to-heart conversation, and others would be in an avyak stage. If you receive an order to become stable in the seed stage, and you begin to have a heart-to-heart conversation instead, that is not obeying an order, is it? Only when you first finish all waste thoughts will you be able to practice this. Upheaval takes place because of waste thoughts. Therefore, what particular power do you need to make your gathering powerful and united, through which all waste thoughts would finish? For this, you need faith and the power to accommodate. The thread to connect the gathering is faith. Even if someone has done something wrong, whatever he did, according to his sanskars and the time, was significant according to the gathering. There is benefit wherever there is a collective form of service being done, when you move along while seeing the sanskars of others with your merciful vision and not keeping their sanskars in front of you. Only when all in the gathering have such faith in one another can there be success. Do not have waste thoughts beforehand. Some souls may even be able to realize their own mistakes, but they would not spread those mistakes around. They would instead merge them within themselves. If others were to spread the knowledge of those mistakes of theirs, they would feel bad about it. In this way, consider the mistake of others to be your own and not spread them around. Do not create waste thoughts, but instead accommodate their mistakes. Let there be that much faith in one another. You should be able to put everything right with the power of love. In a worldly way, people do not speak about things in their own homes to others outside because it only brings a loss to their own home. Within a gathering, whatever your companion did, there must definitely be some significance in that. Even if he has done something wrong, even then you should transform him. Interact with one another, having both of these types of faith. Only then will there be success in the gathering. For this, you need the power to accommodate to a greater extent. You have to merge waste thoughts. Never compare the sanskars of the past with those of the present time. That is, do not make the past your present. It is when you mix the present with the past that you create a long queue of waste thoughts. Then, as long as there is that queue of waste thoughts, there cannot be a stable, united state in the gathering. To consider the mistakes of someone else to be your own is to strengthen the gathering. This will only happen when you have faith in one another, the faith to bring about transformation and to bring benefit. Therefore, you definitely need the power to accommodate. Whatever you see or hear, accommodate that completely within yourself, and then have the same spiritual vision and benevolent feelings. For those who do not have this knowledge, you say that you have to uplift those who defame you. Similarly, within the gathering too, you have to have mercy for one another. At present, you do not have very much mercy, and the practice of the soul conscious stage is therefore also lacking. Only when there is such a powerful gathering will there be success. At the moment, you have to invoke success. But later on, success will bow down to you. Just as the nature becomes your servant in the golden age, in the same way, success will also bow down to you. Success will invoke all of you. Since this knowledge is so elevated and you have a powerful stage, success is not a big thing. So it is not possible that those who practice this all the time would not achieve that success. So you need this power in the gathering. When someone says something, others should accept it. You mustn't use the power to face in any Brahmin gathering. You have to use this power to face to confront Maya. When you use the power to face with the family, the gathering does not become powerful. Even if you do not like something, you should still have regard for one another. You must not cut off someone's ideas or words at that time. Therefore, you now have to imbibe the power to accommodate. Let the language you use in any gathering of Brahmin children be that of avyakt feelings, as though angels are speaking to angels, souls to souls. Do not accept in your thoughts anyone's mistakes you may have heard about, and do not make others accept them either. Only when you have such a stage will you be able to put the pure desires of the Father into practice. For this, let there be a special exchange of each one's effort, as well as each one's special experiences. When such special programs of yoga continue to take place, the flames of destruction will be fanned. The fire of destruction will start with the fire of yoga. Acha. Blessing. May you be one in white clothes in a white light and reveal yourself as an avyakt angelic form while in your corporeal form. The sound is now spreading everywhere. Who are these people in white? and where have they come from? Now reveal yourselves as angelic forms everywhere. This is called a form of double service. Just as there are clouds everywhere, similarly, emerge everywhere in your angelic forms. Wherever people look, let them only see angels. However, this will only happen when you become detached from your bodies and practice traveling with your inner subtle bodies, and your minds are powerful. Slogan: in order to have a right to all virtues and all powers, be obedient. Avyakt signal: in this Avyakt month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. Just as the Father is constantly independent, become like the Father in the same way. Bapdada can no longer bear to see you children dependent. If you are not able to make yourselves independent, if you yourselves continue to fall because of your weaknesses, how will you then become world transformers? Now increase this awareness. I am a master almighty authority. Then by having this awareness, you will easily become free from all cages and become a flying bird. Om Shanti.